Ready for battle, uniform safety, and pixelot explosion. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. That time is here once again. No, not the holidays, but that time where high school basketball cheering sections across the state get ready to show their enthusiasm and their sportsmanship in the MHSAA's 8th Annual Battle of the Fans, created by the Association's Student Advisory Council. Last year, the modified format got more schools involved in a deeper way.
One, we got to keep more schools in the competition longer, so we have 9 schools that get to move on from the first round. And on top of that, we've got to see them in action over a 2-week period instead of just the one night that we visit them on the game night. So now we visit them on a game night, and we get to see them in action for 2 weeks. So we get a better picture of what their student section is all about.
Andy Freshour of the MHSAA oversees the Student Advisory Council. Schools entering this year's battle have until January 12th to submit a 3-minute video making their case, and the Student Advisory Council will whittle the entries down to 9 schools for 2 weeks of social media challenges before 3 finalists are selected that SAC members and MHSAA staff will visit on a game night. Social media input in mid-February will assist the SAC in selecting a champion, which will be announced on February 22nd and honored in March at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Semifinals in East Lansing. The Herd from Buchanan High School in Southwest Michigan is the defending Battle of the Fans champion. You can follow the battle from the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to boys basketball forward Romeo Weems of New Haven High School, who had 34 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 blocks in a win over St. Clair Shores Lakeshore last week, a game you can watch an archive of now for free on MHSAA TV. And Molly Davis, who scored 31 points to lead Midland Dow past Freeland in girls basketball action. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
As the basketball season comes into full swing, we want to take a quick look at some of the topics that have been at the forefront for our schools and officials. Our primary focus is always the safety of our student athletes. And while some of our uniform requirements are technical in nature, a point of emphasis this year concentrates on the potential hazards that loose strings and extensions can create. Rolled waistbands have been interpreted as legal as long as there are no exposed drawstrings and they comply with logo restrictions. Players may wear headbands composed of soft material. They can be tied as long as the loose extensions or tails are tucked back into the headband. Because they wrap around the entire head, headbands are distinguished from hair control devices, which have their own requirements and restrictions.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. When the MHSAA began its school broadcast program 10 years ago, it was done with the intention of giving students hands-on experience with producing and announcing sporting events. But this year, there has been an explosion appearing on the MHSAA TV website and the NFHS network using the network's automated production solution, Pixelot. In the past 2 years, the number of Pixelot units in the state of Michigan totaled over 70 at over 50 schools. And this week alone, we'll deliver to MHSAA TV viewers over 250 events. It just makes sense. While traditional SVP programs provide great opportunities, crews can only get to so many games. Pixelot now allows that basketball tripleheader to be covered, or that wrestling quad, or that big competitive cheer invitational. All the school has to do is load the schedule into the system. So the future of high school broadcasting is here, and it's not in national broadcasts like those on the Alphabet family of networks, profiling and exploiting high-powered teams and college recruits, but in local broadcasts of everyday kids in local rivalries, reaching displaced local fans around the world. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.